Yishev is a tremendously powerful parasha that lays the groundwork for a transition between a little cozy family of Yaakov Avinu, where he's built up his shvatim and everything's going relatively well. Bikish Yaakov Leishev Shalva, Yaakov was on semi-retirement, and then we have this parasha that talks about an incredible, incredible conflict between Yosef and his brothers that eventually paved the way for an enormous ness of him being the viceroy of Mitzrayim. It's a very, very powerful parasha. But there's one key to this parasha that runs all the way through, and the Hashkocha is based on something which is unusual in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually runs the world. The Chovos HaVavos has in Shara Avodas Elokim, he says that a person is not judged for the outcome. A person is judged for the decision he makes in doing a particular, in the choices he makes, the decision he makes to do something, not to do something. Usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him go along that path. But it is usually the decision a person makes that he's judged for. In this particular case, we have in this parasha something which is very, very unusual. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided what people should decide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu positioned in their mind how they should be thinking. And that is something which is very, very unusual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make you decide what you want to decide, you decide yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu either make that happen or not make it happen. But in this parasha, the Hashkocha Protis was such HaKadosh Baruch Hu positioned people to decide what they should decide. And this parasha, there's a sort of beautiful piece from Nevensal Shlita, and I want to go through the parasha carefully, and you see an enormous lesson in this, how we've got to run our lives as well. Yosef HaTzadik, Eile Tolis Yaakov Yosef. Yosef was treasured, why? Ki ben zekunim huloi. He's a ben zekunim. What's ben zekunim? So Unkel says, bar chakim huloi. Bar chakim means he was the most talented in learning. He was somebody who was able to access the Torah of Yaakov Avinu in a way that the other brothers couldn't. And we're dealing here with a family of enormous Bnei Torah, of enormous people who are looking towards growth. And therefore Yosef should have been the one who was most loved. If Yaakov Avinu appreciated him, they should have loved him as well. And would have expected the respect and the love to go over from Yaakov Avinu onto his sons. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, and it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that they hated him. We have to understand why, therefore, you need a kapara from Mechiras Yosef. That's already a different shir. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made somebody who should be loved, who should be appreciated, who should be noted in the family as being the head of the family, he was taken and he was hated. Yosef could have, should have, perhaps in normal situations, been Don Katzchus, and not told Yaakov the bosom raw, and understood where they were coming from, the jealousy, and I won't put it through. No! He took it, and he took it back to his father, the bosom raw Levium, and he reflected it back to his father, and this created an environment that Yosef HaTzadik was so hated by his brothers, that later on in the parasha, they were willing to kill him, and then were eventually willing to sell him. And we see over here something that was very, very unusual. Yosef, who should be loved, is hated. Yosef, who should love his brothers, doesn't get on with them. And we see there's something going on over here. What's going on over here? Why is this all happening? So there's a posuk, and Rashi gives us a bit of a key over here. It says it went up to Emek Chevron. What's the posuk say? Where's Emek Chevron? It's in Lamed Zayin Yudalad. Lamed Zayin Yudalad. The pasuk says, "Vayoyimah loy leich nor eishloy mechecha veishloy metzoyim hashven dava vayashlichehu me'emek Chevroin." And it went to the emek, the valleys of Chevroin. So, Rashi, we're talking about emek Chevroin. V'halei Chevron Bahar. Chevron's on a mountain. Shnema vayalu benegev vayovay at Chevroin. It went to the mountain, came to Chevroin. Because of the plan of the tzaddik of Avram Avinu that was buried in Chevron, depth in Chevron, this was a plan in order to put into motion what Avram Avinu was destined to be put into Golos. The Klal Yisrael put into Golos. Emet Chevron was, he was in the depth of Chevron, buried in the Chevron. This whole plan was about to happen. So Yosef, the beginning of the plan is, Yosef is hated by people who should love him. Yosef hates people who should love. Now he goes to Mitzrayim. What happens there? He goes to Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden, this foreigner, this Ivri, this somebody who is naturally despised, he comes over there, and everything all the complete opposite. And they send to Potiphar. Then we have the whole interlude over here with Yehuda, and then the Yosef of Mitzrayim of Yiknei Potiphar. Suddenly he becomes the blue-eyed boy. He becomes a star of the show. He becomes an ishmatzliach. To such an extent, everything goes well. And kol asher also Hashem matzliach biyodei. Everything is successful. Everything goes fantastically. Vayimsa Yosef chein be'einov. And suddenly Yosef is found and is loved by Potiphar. This despicable Jew comes to a place like Mitzrayim. The whole world hates Jews. They're Ivrim. They're separate. They don't speak our language. Every day they kill our say, right? And he is found and he finds chein be'enei. Everything he does is fantastic. To such an extent, he does something which apparently is absolutely terrible enough to throw him into jail. And there is this Ashes Potiphar scenario where this Ashes Potiphar makes up this story that Yosef attempted to attack her, and he was thrown into jail. Now this Jew is thrown into jail amongst not the finest of people. Yeah, the jails then were not today like they have today with 28 channels. Yeah, it's dealing here inside a pit, dealing with really nasty people. A Jew who did something terrible to his master, who should be shown an example. What happens over there? Everything's fine. Vayihi Hashem es Yosef v'yit elav chosed. And he finds chen in his eyes. He puts him in charge of everybody. He did everything. He didn't see him doing anything wrong. Mefarshim say, he didn't see at any pagam. Everything he did wrong, he did right. Suddenly everything he didn't do right, he did right. So Yosef is hated by his brothers, and he's loved by Potiphar, and he loved in Mitzrayim. What's going on here? What is going on here? Everything is hafuch al hafuch, it's on its head. What's going on? His father loved him. Okay, yeah. Not everything. Not everyone has to. Yeah, but his father loved him, fine. But his father's love should have gone over to the brothers, and it didn't. Right? So what's going on?
But Potiphar has a big profit with yourself.
Correct. correct. But the idea over here is the strength of the apostle. The ain't sabesa royes kol mu'uma biyodoi. Now that explained, even those things they should see mu'uma, they also didn't see. Yeah, he ironed over any faults that he may have had. He didn't even see those faults, which should have been glaringly obvious. He didn't see those either. So what's the lesson over here? yeah. Okay, but there's a difference between respect and hate, and Yosef suddenly goes in and suddenly he's loved and chen and everything goes well. So what's the idea over here? What's the lesson over here? And this is a lesson dafka in this week's parasha, before Klal Yisrael going to Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, and they made eventually a major error. The error was that they decided to associate themselves and try and find chen in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, the people they're living with. And the Apostles and the Gemara and the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael stopped doing Bris Milah. Says Apostle in Tehillim, Hofach libom lisnoi oisoi lisnakel ba'avodov. Hofach liboy. Because they tried to make themselves friendly with the Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over their heart. And from that moment on, they started hating Klal Yisrael. Doesn't seem right. Here they are trying to make themselves like them and become more friendly with them and become as one nation. And then a Kodesh Baruch Hu turned around and began to hate them. Paroi, who should be appreciative of Yosef. Yosef changed around the whole economy for years and years and years. He should love him. No, he forgot everything. He hated him. Who did the Mitzrayim appreciate and love? Not appreciate and love, but respect. Sheva Levi. Shevet Levi never fell for this whole Pari thing. They never fell for this whole assimilation thing. They kept separate. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Kishomer im Risach or Brischa Lein Seiru. They carried on doing Bris Mila all the way through Mitzrayim. So these Jews, these Bnei Torah, who sit and they learn, they never even got the Shibud. They were not Meshubud in Mitzrayim. Pari left them alone. Pari left them alone. So those people who tried to be friendly with Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hofach Liv, and hated them. And those people who made themselves different and made themselves holier than thou and separate, they the Pari left them alone. So what's going on over here? What was the effect of all this? So this is very, very important to understand. The Bris Ben Abzorim was two things. The Ibdum V'ino Oysom, Kigei Yezarachel, V'Eretz Lelehem, there should be Geir in their land. And also it says, the ivdu be in oisom, and they will make them work, and they will and be under them. They'll make them suffer. There were two parts, two very very separate parts to the gzera of Ben Gzorim. Two very separate parts. One part was simply that Klal Yisrael should be be eretz leilahem, go to Golus, be Mitzrayim. It did not say that it should happen any time they should suffer in Mitzrayim. Suffering could have been for a very, very short period of time. In fact, by the way, out of the 400 years of Bispur and Amsorim, 86 years were the Golus, a real difficult time. The 86 years in the Golus, it's only 86 years, and even that time, it's machlokes how long exactly they suffered. But it was terrible. There's no doubt there's 210 years of Holocaust, and all the numbers are not going into now. But what is clear is that it didn't have to go through this. Bnei Levi were also part of the Bris Ben Abzorim, and they lived a very, very good life. In fact, the Medrash says, he says, "V'choymer b'levenim, v'moros chayehem b'avoda kosher." What's kosher? Zu kushya. That's kushya you have in the middle of the learning. Now, how did Bnei Levi go through the Golus? But kosher. What's kosher? Zu kushya. The questions they had in the learning. V'choymer. That's a kal v'choymer. U'b'levenim. That's libun halacha, working through halacha. U'b'chol avoda basade, that's the raisa. That's avoda b'forech, that's a teku. So Bnei Levi went through Mitzrayim, they sailed through it. They sat and they learned the whole time. They weren't in the shibud, and they weren't in the goddess in as much as Klal Yisrael were, and they didn't suffer the holocaust of Mitzrayim. And the Klal Yisrael, who tried to assimilate and tried to become one of them, they suffered all those years because of their silly mistake of trying to be like them. So here again, we have a situation where people who try and become friendly on the expense of the Torah are hated, and those people who kept the Torah standards and didn't do it were loved. What happened later on in the Torah? What happened later on in the Chumash? Something which is beyond our imagination. Oh, by the way, I missed one point, by the way, sorry. Yosef HaTzadik does a fantastic deed to the Tsar HaMashkin, and what happens to him? Vayishkacheyu. Somebody who should appreciate him, not only does it not appreciate him, he hates him. And he tries to eradicate anything, all the good that he's done. Right? And when he does eventually speak about it, Ish, Eved, Ivri, but all disparagingly. Somebody who should love him hates him. Again, it's hafuch halafuch. Okay? Later on, what happens in Mitzrayim? Paroi, who originally should have appreciated him, hates him. Now, in Mitzrayim, what happens here is something which is incredible. The Pasuk says, V'Hashem nosan eschein ha'om be'enim Mitzrayim v'yashilum. In the middle of this crisis, where Mitzrayim is being ripped apart. You're talking about the ninth after the ninth plague. Mitzrayim is in tatters. It's torn apart. It looks like Aleppo. Right? You know the picture of Aleppo? It looks like Aleppo. We've got people here. There is a major civil war happening between the people amongst ganging up against Paroi. You can't imagine what's going on over here. Who calls that? The Jews. And what's the Pasuk say? And he found Chayim. Oh, Klal Yisrael, you're best friends now. These people made them suffer and made huge amounts of people die and it completely eradicated their economy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them find chayin. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally and utterly in control of what people should be thinking at any given moment, and nothing we can do, if it's wrong, is going to justify the situation. I'll bring you an example. Yeah? The United Nations in 1947 made a vote. Yeah? Whether they should go for the partition plan in Israel. Right? Nobody can ever accuse Stalin as being pro-Jewish. You can't accuse him. Somehow or another, he convinced all the Soviet nations to vote for the partition plan, that Israel should get it. Why? They say because of different reasons, because they thought there could be a leftist government, you know, whatever it is. Whatever it is, right?
Jewish blood.
Yeah. There's all different reasons behind it. His that's all conspiracy. The idea is that Kodesh Baruch can take an anti-Semite and he can say, Leiv Malachim V'sarim B'Yad Hashem. Nothing you can do about it. You have to change your mind. I'm going to tell you you should vote for it and you cannot make a decision because Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. So here we have Yosef, who is hated by his brothers. He's loved in prison. We have Klal Yisrael, who try and make themselves loved in Mitzrayim, who are hated. Bnei Levi, who don't go against the Torah, are left alone. We have Klal Yisrael at the end, who suddenly are loved. So you see the theme goes all the way through. And the theme that apparently is not just in Mitzrayim. It happened again by the Yevonim. By the Yevonim, what happened? Why did Yevonim attack us? It's brought down in the Novi. That the Novi Yecheskel says, So the Chazal brought down, the Gemara brings down, that they tried to become like the Yevonim, they became Yisyavnim, and at that time, when they became Yisyavnim, that's when they hated them. That is when they started making the Gezeiros against them, they brought it upon themselves. So they brought the Golos upon themselves in Mitzrayim, they brought the Golos upon themselves in Yavon, and only when they stood up against the government, with crazy, crazy, crazy outnumbered, they're completely outnumbered, that is when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them chayim. It never helped in Mitzrayim, it never helped in Yevonim's time, it never helped in the social, in the Soviet times, communist times, it never helped in Yir Kechol HaGoyim in Austria or in Germany during the Nazi times, and it certainly doesn't help today. We have to understand that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is totally and utterly in control. If you follow the Torah, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will create an environment, not only that the decisions will be good, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change their decisions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manipulate their minds, anything that's necessary in order for us to do what we can possibly need to do. Just one last thought, sort of Shem Mishmul. It says by Yosef and by the wife of Potiphar, the Pasuk says, Vayhi achad dvarim eile, and Batissa ish eishes doine vesenel, Yosef atoim eshichvo imi, and she was trying to entice him. And he holds back. Charsheles. Psik. Stop. And then he starts talking logic. And he starts saying, I can't do this. It's not befitting. It's not posh, not appropriate. The Aini Godol Babai Sazen, who is greater than me, I can't do this. Says Hashem Mishmul, there's a very mo'en, psik, and a stop. What does it mean? I'm not doing it. It doesn't come into the question. Not because I'm going to intellectualize and explain to you. Vayimoen, I'm not finished. Sick. By the way, I'm happy to rationalize why I'm not going to do it. But the decision I'm making is not based on, in this position, is it the right thing to do, is it not the right thing to do. If it's the wrong thing to do, nothing is going to save you from that position. Vayimoen, I'm not going to do it. For your sake, I'll try and explain to you, to get off my back, for your sake, that you should understand why I'm not going to do it. But I'm not going to do it. No position can be changed other than changing the position of Chalil, of changing the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to run the world. All we have to do is follow the Torah and follow his Ratzon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do our Ratzon as well.